Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Masimtumise hoqo ngecawe ngo 5 o'clock ekuseni no Ayanda Nenemba. Siyathandaza, siyadumisa, sitya ilizwi nobungqina uKristu. Let's praise him. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome. It's a brand new day, brand new mercies which we behold. Happy, happy Wednesday. It is, of course, Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. My name is Lukom Kwedi-Phuthi, and I'm absolutely thrilled to keep you company. Whether you're in your office or just driving around, running some errands, or you're doing your school run, picking up the little ones, whatever you find yourself doing right now, a very good afternoon to you. And I hope that I can be the best to keep you company. Now, we start this afternoon off on a very, very good note. I have who I call part of the furniture today because she's been here. She always has these chats with me. So she's one of me. When I say remembrance, the person now, not the memory, then you know we are all about humanity. Remembrance, good afternoon and welcome back.
Good afternoon, Loco, and good afternoon to the listeners. Yes, indeed, I am the part of the furniture, and I am missing home, but I have to talk to the listeners and to you through the phone call today. But yeah, I'm glad to be online with you. And indeed, you are the best, Loco.
Oh, man, thank you so, thank you so, so much. Remind us again where you're coming from, Remembrance. It's the Tshwane, is it Tshwane Institute for Homeless?
Let me rescue you there.
Yes, please.
My sister. So we are coming again from the Unit for Street Homelessness.
Yes.
That is at the Center for Faith and Community from the Faculty of Theology and Religion at the University of Pretoria.
I like how you rescued me there. Definitely, I needed some rescue. Now, Remembrance, we've been raving about it. We've been talking about it. I remember a couple of weeks and months ago, you had the pilot of it.
Mm.
I want to believe that right now, amaXhosa would say, uvuthondaba, you're going to the crux of it all. The count, homelessness count, has finally come. Tell us a bit more about why it's so important for this homeless count to happen. Because I'm going to go back because I want to understand how the trial went and all. But why is it so important for you to have this homelessness count?
So, Luko, I think everybody knows that it is important that as people, we need to have services.
Mm.
It is our right, and it's only human also that you are able to get the services that are appropriate to your condition and circumstances.
Yeah.
So the count is very important because this is a population of individuals, of community that is often sidelined, that is often vulnerable, that is often not seen.
Mm.
So as through the count, we are able to bring up, we are able to show that there is a population that is of homeless, and in the city of Tshwane, these are the numbers we're looking at. But beyond the numbers, we also getting to understand their lived experiences and be able to then take those findings back to our policymakers, back to our city, back to the government in terms of influencing the strategies, the interventions that are appropriate for the homeless community.
Yeah.
Yes, our aim is pathways out of homelessness. So we want to be able to end homelessness or at least reduce the number of homelessness within the city. But we need to start somewhere.
Mm.
So that is the main purpose of the count, to be able to understand when we say we have homelessness in the city of Tshwane, what numbers are we looking at?
Mm.
What experiences are they going through? Therefore, what kind of interventions do we need to put in place to be able to address this social ill within our community?
I like what you're saying, Remembrance, because this is not just about some stats. And I can I can imagine, especially, I mean, I understand now, but when you go out to the field, that misconception to say, like, what are you here to do, to count us, and then what? I can imagine. Now,
it's not about the number. It's not about the number. It's about the lived experiences and be able to then inform the services and the interventions and the responses.
Sure, you are for the people, certainly. Now, you had the pilot count, I remember. When was it again?
So we did the pilot count on the 30th of July.
Yes.
And we only piloted 3 sites within Region 3, that is Pretoria CBD.
Mm-hmm.
So that was basically to test the methodology, the survey questionnaire, so that when we go out tomorrow, we know exactly how we're going to apply it. We, on that pilot, we're just looking at where are the gaps, what needs to be amended. So tomorrow, it's the full count now.
Okay, so you spoke about you doing only 3 regions in July. How many regions are we looking at right now? Because I do understand it's pretty much the whole of Tshwane.
Yeah, so we did 3 sites within one region. So we did region 1, 3 sites, but tomorrow we are going through all the 7 regions of Tshwane, which also had about sub-regions and sites. So we're looking at more than 52 places or sites or hotspots that will be going. So we are going into the parks, we're going into the pavements, the streets, we're going into the abandoned buildings, unoccupied buildings. We are not doing informal settlements.
Okay.
So if I can give an idea, in 2022, when we did the count, we found that we have 4,170 homeless individuals. These are the individuals that we call they are sleeping rough. So those are the areas that I've just mentioned. So we're looking at counting that number. Plus, I am saying that because chances of us finding that the number has reduced, it's minimum where we are sitting right now. If we look at what has happened in the sector, you know, with the Housing Department of Official Development not having funding for all the homeless services, for some of the shelters having to close down, some of the services having to close down. So if we can look at that, we anticipate to see an increase. However, we are not thumb-sucking. Hence, we are doing this evidence-based. We are going out to do the count, and we can be able to say this is what we found was an increase or a decrease. But if you look at the report that Statistics South Africa also did with the national homeless count, it also showed an increase in homelessness.
Yeah.
Hence, we are saying from the 4,177 that we had, we anticipate that increase. This does not mean that there has not been some good move in terms of interventions and services within the sector in the past 3 years. But it also indicates there have been challenges and in some instances a regression in terms of the services and interventions. So those are the things that we'll be looking at and coming back to analyze and then come back with the findings and a report that we can disseminate and we can engage the policy makers, the police, the municipality, the province, and, you know, in terms of services to homeless individuals. And I think I should also say it concerns everybody, even if you are not homeless, because the services to homeless individuals does impact on you whom you might think you are not homeless.
Yeah.
If they don't have proper services, you might, you know, it might impact or affect how they live their life and how it affects you, vice versa. So I think this is everybody's concern.
That's true. Look, I'm a very imaginative person, Remembrance, you know. How does this count look like? I'm hearing you speak of big numbers, about 4,177, and you're doing this count. Is it starting tomorrow or is it only tomorrow? Because I'm trying to think, Ukuthi, how do you get through such big numbers and so many regions and sites, like you say, in a day?
Yeah.
Secondly, another question, I don't know if you'll remember, but I'll remind you later. How do you do this? Is it just a 1, 2, 3, or are you literally taking these people's details? Are you doing proper stats?
Okay. So basically, we are using a methodology that is called the point-in-time count. Mm-hmm. So basically what it refers to is we dedicate a day, a time, where we move in the city at once.
Okay.
So within all the seven regions, tomorrow night from 9 o'clock, we will be moving out to do the count.
Mm.
And we end at 1:30. So
sure.
We want to ensure that we don't duplicate numbers. So we don't do the count over time, over day, because then you may count a person once or twice. Because the count doesn't ask about your name, your sign name, individual demographic, you know, details.
Mm.
So what it asks about is when we find you there by the street, we find you there by the park, obviously we have a survey, so we'll be able to identify this is a male and the age. We ask you the age, and then we engage with you if you give us permission to ask questions such as how long have you been on the street, how do you, where do you sleep? Do you sleep under the bridge? Do you sleep under the tree? Such kind of questions. So the question is it's a count and a survey. A count in effect that everyone matters. Everyone is counted. So whoever we found on the street at night in the park or under the bridge, the homeless community, we will have a survey that represents that individual. So that is the counting part of it. The surveying part of it is that this survey, beyond just counting, this is number five survey that I'm coming across, then you engage with the individual to ask them, can I spend 5 minutes with you to get your experiences in on your living on the street. Then those are the questions now that we get qualitative data where we get to understand their living experiences. So at the end of the day, we might say we have counted 4,000 individuals, but then we have surveyed 3,000 because maybe we find someone sleeping at the park. We are not going to wake them up. We give dignity to the individual. So we will just take the survey and say a male, and then estimate the age, sleeping, and then we finish with that. So we've counted that person. But then we will not continue with the survey, meaning we will not have the feedback of the lived experience of that particular individual.
Sure. But now tell me, Remembrance, having counted so many people in so many regions, have you managed to master up enough volunteers to help you in this count? And also, how do you guys ensure safety?
Okay, so basically in terms of first safety, we engage with the safety cluster. So we speak with staff is away from the national level. Yesterday, I met with the people of Tswane, all the station commanders. So they confirmed that they already received information from their, from their senior level. So we engage them. We have contact details of all the station commanders in all the seven, in all the substations or the police stations, and they are on standby in case we come across any incident that requires a sub.
Okay.
We also have sent communication to the Metro Police. In some areas, we also have CPS that are part of the count.
Okay.
So in terms of security, we have mobilized the safety cluster to be on standby. But what we do with the count, we utilize also our outreach workers. So these are people that already have relationships and go out on a daily basis to these communities.
Oh.
So they know, so they will pair with the other volunteers that are not in this space on a daily basis. So when you go into the team, into the count, we pair them in teams of 3 to 5 people. So within the 3 to 5 people, we will have at least one person who is already familiar with this kind of work. And in terms of volunteers, we were targeting to have 400 volunteers. We have volunteers that have registered and and showed interest. However, we have some regions where we're still struggling. For instance, Region 4, that is the Centurion area, Littleton area. We would still appreciate if there are people that are from that area to come and join us, you know, to register and come on board. Because we prefer that volunteers must work in the areas where they live.
Because
the count is at night. We're going to start 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock with the basic training, logistics, safety, and then from 9 o'clock we start with the count up until around 1:30 a.m. And then we go back and do our debriefing and collecting back the data. So it is very advisable that if one is interested, they volunteer in their region, in their area, so that it does not create a lot of moving for long distances at night and all that.
Absolutely love it. Now, it's tomorrow, like you said, debriefing starts at 7 o'clock. And so if somebody can still hop in, they want to volunteer, how can they do that?
So they can go into our Center for Faith and Community, and then they will get a link from the website. They can either contact myself, you can give out my cell number, and then we can send them a link, or if they are not able to register on the link, they will give us their details. And then we can be able to then give them the specific details in their area where they need to go for the count tomorrow.
Listen, you are one who works with the homeless oftentimes, and I think you once gave me a bit of a relief on this remembrance. What is that one thing you wish we understood about homeless people? In case somebody's scared right now, they're like, oh, going out to homeless at night and stuff, because people are generally just petrified, you know, I think we tend to have a thin line between homeless people and criminals. We think those two are intertwined.
Luko, listen, it can happen to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that is just a phrase that I can use. If you can just take that alone, if I say it can happen to you, who are you? You are a person.
Yeah.
You are an individual. You don't sit today and say, tomorrow I want to be jobless, I want to be unemployed.
True.
You don't sit today and say, tomorrow I want to be unhoused, I want to be sleeping on the street. So if you can just remember that they are individuals just like us, they came across circumstances that and pushing factors, and therefore we just need to create a platform where we can engage and see how can we best ensure that their human dignity is restored again. The issue around, you know, you can are you a criminal if you face hardship circumstances? Not necessarily so.
Exactly.
So not everybody who's on the street is a criminal. We need to just understand that and then try and understand individual situations and see how we can step in. So in one phrase, it can happen to you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I think you opened my eyes a whole lot. Growing up, I remember even my dad would randomly say when they spot somebody on the street, yeah, it's these people that don't want to be disciplined. It's these children that don't want to be chastised. And you grow older and you realize, like you're saying, it could even happen to me. If we see the state of the economy, if we see how hard it is to be an adult, you realize that you have what you have, your way, you are only by grace. Remembrance, just one more time, this is my goodbye to you. How do we reach out to you guys? Give us that website again. I will give out your number as well.
Okay, so you can give out my number, and our website is for the Center for Faith and Community at the University of Pretoria. So if you go into the www Center for Faith and Community, University of Pretoria, you will find the unit for street homelessness and you'll find all the details there.
Oh, thank you so, so much. You can also contact Remembrance on the following number, 072-379-3403. That's 072-379-3403. Remembrance, thank you so much, and all the best for tomorrow evening. I just speak protection and I speak provision over the whole team.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you, family, and we're hoping to hear and some of you to see you tomorrow.
Amen. God bless, then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Connecting you with Christ.
download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.